首先向大家问好。
So first of all, I want to say hi to everyone.
为带来屏幕师的问候啊。
And also Pastor Ray, I want to say hi to every one of you.
刚刚很多人问我屏幕师好吗？
Everybody was asking, how's Pastor Ray doing?
屏幕师常常还是埋在书本里面。
He still bury himself in the books.
我一直跟他说。
Very often I would say to him.
我说啊，你就是我们中国人说的书中自有颜如玉。书中自有黄金屋。
Why do you translate that?
So in Chinese, there's a saying that you can find a beauty that has a face like jade in the books, and you can also find a house of gold in the books. 你猜猜他怎么回答
？So what do you know what he replied?
他说我的颜如玉就是。
So in my eye, those jades.
The beauty like
Jade. The beauty of like Jade.
就是主耶稣基督。
It's Jesus Christ himself.
我的黄金屋呢
The house of gold.
就是天上的新耶路撒冷铺着黄金的街道的大城市。
And talk about the golden street that in New Jerusalem.
所以我们可以看到屏幕师的心还是常常在耶稣的身上。
So we know that his heart's always dependent on God.
我也非常感谢神哈，虽然屏幕师不是十全十美啊，
Even though Pastor Ray is not perfect，
但在我的眼中哈，他这个专心爱慕神、愿意服侍神的心哈，让我非常的佩服。
But I so respect him that he's a heart for the Lord。
我感谢神，这么多年我们结婚44年了
，We've been married for 44 years。
他这个特征的特质在他身上没有改变。
That character of loving the Lord never changed.
Yeah, 所以我们把我们的问候带给大家。
So we just want to say hi to everyone.
好，让我们先一起祷告。
Let's pray first.
亲爱的天父，感谢你深深的爱我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. You love us so much.
在人生许许多多的问题当中
，amidst of so many questions,
就像约伯有很多的问题要问你。
And even just like a Job that has a lot of questions when I ask you.
但是你让他看到的是。
But you let him to see.
是你自己的伟大。
Is the how great you are.
你在创造当中的神奇。
And you create the miracle in the creation.
还有你那个无限的、无可比喻的大能。
And then the mighty Lord yourself.
所以像约伯这样一个好的人。
And just such like a Job, who's such a wonderful good guy.
他唯一的选择。
The only choice he had.
在他面对你的壮大的时候。
When he facing your almighty.
在你无穷的智慧的面前
，and unlimited wisdom，
他只能俯伏敬拜。
He just come down, bow down before you。
他说他在炉灰当中忏悔
，and he confessed in the dust，
忏悔他身为这个人这么的渺小。
He was so little，
但是他想要跟这个上帝来抗衡
，but he was trying to fight with you，
来抗争
，and try to fight。
但是当他真正的从心里面认识你的时候。
But when he finally really know you,
他就产生深深的敬畏
and that he was a fear of you.
这样的一个形象
and this image,
我们在圣经中屡次都读到
and we have seen that in the Bible over and over again.
特别是在困苦当中的人
and so a lot of people are in the suffering.
你用最奇妙的荣光向他们显现
and you use the wonderful, that radiant to show him, to show them.
让他们能够往天上看
and we can look upon in the heaven.
而不只是看这不只是看到地上的困苦
It's not only see the suffering on earth.
谢谢你把这样的一个真理
Thank you for giving this such truth.
在圣经里面向我们透露出来
And through the reveal in the Bible.
也借着圣灵不断地提醒我们
And continue use Holy Spirit to remind us.
去想着耶稣
And to think about Jesus.
去想着上帝
And to think about God.
去想着你的无穷大能
And to think about your mighty power.
也想到你的爱
And think about your love.
我们就以这样的心情来敬拜你。
And we come before you.
谢谢你带我们到你的家中来。
And thank you that bring us home.
就像在父亲的面前。
And just like before the Father.
能够坐在他的脚前。
And to at his feet.
就像玛利亚一样。
Like the Mary.
渴慕听见耶稣的声音。
I want to listen your words.
渴慕有他的同在。
And to be with him.
我们这样感谢祷告。奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我今天哈是来跟大家分享学习的。
I want to share something I've learned.
我不敢说我来教导你们。
I'm not here trying to say I'm trying to teach you.
但是我想从我们的分享、我们的学习当中，我们都可以得到某种智慧。
And so for somehow when we share together, that we can learn some wisdom.
让我们的生命与上帝更拉近一步。
And so we can narrow the gap between us and God.
那我今天要跟大家分享的题目呢
？So the topic is.
好，是智慧。
Is talk about wisdom.
那这个题目，这个信息来自于活泼的生命的陈根灵修。
And it's come from Renew
Living Life.
Oh, Living Life is the book that they have a daily
quiet devotional,
devotional
quiet
material. Yeah.
那最近我们在看列王记上、列王记下。
So now we're studying the First King and Second King.
那么当我们在读列王记第三章讲到所罗门的时候。
And so we were studying the first king and chapter 3 and talk about Solomon.
他刚要登基的时候。
And so when he became on the throne,
他很担心自己年纪很轻。
He was really worried about he was too young.
然后全国有这么多年长的人，他的生命力量不太够。
And he feels that he was inexperienced among a lot of elderly.
但他作为王，他却要在当中断案。
And so he had to make a lot of judgment.
所以他向神求的能够使他的职位做得更好的一件事情就是要智慧。
So he asked God to give him the wisdom.
我们来读一下好列王记上第三章我们读七到十节就好了。
So let's turn to the first king, chapter 3. Let's read verse 7 to 14.
我们读到第十节就好了。
Oh, so we're just going to read until the verse 10.
如果你有圣经的话可以翻开列王记上第三章七到十节。
The first king, chapter 3, 7 to 10.
耶和华我的神啊，如今你使仆人接续我父亲大卫作王，但我是幼童，不知道应当怎样出入。
Now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David. But I am a little child; I do not know how to go out, or come in.
仆人住在你所拣选的民中，这民多得不可胜数。
And your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted.
所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的名，能辨别是非。不然，谁能判断这众多的名呢
？Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, and I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?
所罗门因为求这事，就蒙主喜悦。
The speech pleased the Lord, and Solomon had asked this thing.
那当我们在讨论智慧这件事情的时候
，So when we talk about wisdom，
我很惊喜的发现“智慧”这个字呢，在英文的翻译里面，最主要就是一个 listening heart。
And so I was very surprised to find out the wisdom in the Bible talk about listening heart。
这智慧讲的是一个愿意聆听、愿意倾听，不但是耳朵哈，是倾听的心。
And so not only a listening the heart talk about ears， but also
With the heart,
and then also your heart.
你们想聋子可以听吗
？Do you think the deaf people can they hear?
但是感官上他是听不到。
And in the sense they cannot hear.
但是聋子是不是可以从心去听
？But sometimes they can listen from their heart.
最好的一个例子就是贝多芬。
And so the best example is Beethoven.
贝多芬是不是聋了
？And Beethoven was a deaf.
但他的心相当的活跃
，But his heart was filled with fire.
所以他在聋了之后写出最令人脍炙人口的命运交响曲。
So he actually wrote the Beethoven Symphony No. 9.
我最近发现，我常常问 AI 一些问题。
And very often I love to ask the artificial intelligence some questions.
那因为我在大学学的是英国文学，英美文学。
And because when I was a major in college, I was a major in American or the literature.
那在这个英美文学当中，有一个很有名的著作。
And so they're very famous writing.
就是约翰·米尔顿的《失落园》。
So is a lost paradise.
Yeah, it's John Milton's Paradise Lost.
A Paradise Lost.
结果我发现一件事情。
So I just discovered one thing.
Milton 是在瞎了11年之后。
And Milton actually, after he became blind, 11 years after he became blind.
他才开始写这个失乐园的史诗。
So he started writing that Lost Paradise.
所以我们虽然眼睛看不见。
So although sometimes we're blind.
但是我们的心还可以活的，而且活得栩栩如生。
And so our heart can continue to be alive.
所以好，这个听呢，不但是要用耳哈，更多是可以用心去听。
And most importantly, not only listen, but you need to listen to with your heart.
但是在英文翻译里的版本哈，对这个智慧呢，还有其他不同的翻译。
And there's a different translation as well.
除了说是聆听的心
，And besides a listening heart.
还有一个明白的心
，And also understanding heart.
还有分辨的心
，Discerning heart.
还有顺从的心
，Obedient heart.
那这四件事加起来好，我觉得假如我们可以学到的话，哇，那我们跟神的关系会大大的改进。
So if all four added together, that will definitely improve our relationship with the Lord.
而且我们的智慧会与日俱长。
And so our wisdom will continue to grow.
那这个事讲过之后呢，就举了一个所罗门的例子。
And here talk about Solomon's example.
就是有两个妇人。
And there was two women.
为自己的小 baby 在那边争。
They are fighting for one baby.
这两个妇人圣经说他们是妓女。
And in the Bible talk about they both were prostitutes.
可见他们的生活是相当的艰苦。
And so they will probably have a hard life.
所以两个人带着小 baby 住在同一个房间里。
Both of them had one baby and lived together.
那有一天晚上有个小 baby 好，妈妈不小心把他给压死。呼吸没了，小孩子死了。
So one the baby, the mother lay on him, and so the baby eventually died.
第二天醒来，她发现。
And the second day when she discovered,
她的小孩死了。
And her baby died.
你知道她做了什么吗？
Do you know what she did?
她就把她的小 baby 跟另外一个妇女的小 baby 换了。
She exchanged her dead baby with the other woman's alive baby.
结果另外一个妇人醒来说：“奇怪，我的孩子怎么死了
？”And so when the woman wake up and discover how come my baby died,
所以他们两个人就把这件事情争到所罗门的面前去。
So they brought their case to Solomon.
所罗门就听了这两位妇人个别的说辞。
So Solomon tried to listen both of their arguments.
你想所罗门在听的时候，他会不会察言观色
？So of course, besides listening, he was observing.
他觉得。明白了事情发生的经过。
He understands the course of events.
但是所罗门拿出一个非常令人费解的解决方案。
And he came up with a very unusual solution.
他说把这个小孩拿来。
And so bring the baby.
我把他劈成两半。
Cut him to half.
一半给这个人，一半给那个人。
One half give one woman, the other half to give the other woman.
结果他这个就是显出，人们就是看出所罗门有上帝的智慧，因为。这个解决方案就显出到底哪个母亲是真的母亲。
The solution really showed the wisdom of Solomon because I can really find out who's the real mother of the child.
真正爱孩子的母亲呢，就说我情愿把这孩子给另外一位。
And so the real mother rather give her baby to the other lady.
但是孩子死了的母亲说好，一人一半最好。
And the other lady who lost her child actually said, "Okay, let's cut the baby to half."
所以所罗门这个断案哈，这个时候就显出他的智慧来，就。按照他断案，按照他观察的结果呢，把 baby 判给他真正的母亲。
And because the verdict, the how wise it was, though, so he actually gave the live baby to his mother.
所以我们看到所罗门他有一个怎么样，愿意聆听。
And so we can see he has a willing to listen.
他不单只是听一方，他听双方。
And not only listen one side, he listen both sides.
他听的时候也仔细的观察。
And he also observed.
他要去明白这个事情发生的经过。
And he want to understand the process of this event.
然后从他的判案当中，他有一个分辨，他分辨出来。
And he has ability to discern.
然后最后他执行他的方案。
And then later he execute the decision.
所以我们看到他这个智慧这件事情是一个完整的过程。
We can see how wise this Solomon was.
那么我们自从我明白这个听好。是这么的重要。
So since I realize how important it is to listen,
我就回想到圣经里面有好多好多关于听的例子。
And so then there's many examples in the Bible talk about listening.
我开始去回想。
So then I start to reflect.
好像亚伯拉罕，啊不好，我们先从亚当夏娃开始。
When we start with Adam and Eve.
他们在听上是怎么回事啊
？So what was going on?
谁可以告诉我？他们听错了呢，还是听对了呢
？So did they listen correctly or did they listen incorrectly？
好，大家都晓得这个故事，好，所以知道他们听错了，对不对
？So they actually listen incorrectly。
好，那么下面我们想想挪亚。
And Noah，
挪亚是听对了还听错了
？Did he listen correctly or not？ Correctly?
他听对了哈，听从神就造了一个方舟。
And so he listened to God, so he created the
ark。那这个。 举动，这个决策呢，拯救了他一家人。
And this whole decision saved his whole family.
所以有时候我们听跟不听之间呢，这个结果非常严肃的。
And we can tell there is a serious consequence whether you listen or not to listen.
亚伯拉罕呢
？How about Abraham?
他听对了是什么？听对了神叫他离开。
So he listened, so he left his hometown.
我们在读这个列王记下，读到以色列各个国王的时候。
And when we talk about Second Kings, talk about all the kings.
上帝对他们的这个评语就说他们不听从。
And so the God's the comment was that they disobeyed.
不愿意离弃拜偶像。
They did not want to get rid of the
idols. 但是亚伯拉罕他生长的环境就是一个拜偶像的环境。
But Abraham was growing up in the place that worship idols.
所以他愿意离开，离开他的父家，离开那个地方，重新为自己开创一个新的局面是非常重要的。
So he left where the worship idol that start anew.
但是亚伯拉罕有没有听错呢？
But did Abraham listen wrong?
他听了太太听错了一件事情。
He listened his wife that he made one mistake.
他娶了他的这个侍女夏甲
，and he listens, he listens his wife to marry.
他没有耐心等候神所应许的孩子哈。
Did not wait long enough to get that promise.
就造成今天很大很大的这个民种族之间的这个争斗。
So created the war between those tribes.
所以听对还有听错之间，好像是人生常会发生的事情，但是有截然不同的结果。
And so there's a serious consequence when we don't do it correctly.
那罗德呢
？How about Lot?
罗德天使吩咐他们说神要毁灭索多玛蛾摩拉，你们赶快往山上跑。
And so the angel told him that you guys, that the God is going to destroy those cities, and you need to run to the hill.
那他的妻子犯了什么错？
But his wife?
说神说你们不要回头看。
And so God said, do not turn around to look.
他不晓得什么原因他回头看。
And his wife actually looked back.
所以就说他变成一个岩柱哈。
And become a salt pillar?
Yes.Pillar of salt, yes.
Pillar of salt.
然后摩西啊，摩西有没有听对
？How about Moses?
摩西什么时候听对
？When did he listen correctly?
当他的岳父来告诉他说：“哎呀，你一个人断案不累死了
？”And when his father-in-law came to say, "If you judge all the cases, you'll be so tired."
他听了哈，他就选举了长老。
He listened, then he picked out the elders.
但是摩西有一件非常非常大的这个没有听从，导致一个非常严重的后果是什么事呢
？And there is one thing he made a huge mistake. What was it?
对，神叫他对这个磐石说话。
And so God tell him to speak to the rock.
但是他心里很多的怒气。
But he was so angry.
他用杖怎么样打了两下。
And he used his staff to knock on the rock twice.
所以神说你不能进迦南。
And you will never enter Canaan.
所以哈，有时候我们在情绪的作用下没有听从哈，这个后果也是蛮严重的。
And so we are became very emotional not to listen. That there's a serious consequence.
那扫罗呢
？How about Saul?
扫罗有件事情他没有听。
And one thing he did not listen.
是他的王位就丢了。
And so he lost his kingdom.
好，神说你跟去亚玛力人打仗，对不对
？And so God asked him to fight with.
好，你不要拿他们任何的，不要掳掠任何东西，你要把亚玛力王给个杀掉。
And to kill the king and do not take over any of their properties.
但是圣经说扫罗爱这些牛羊，很肥很壮啊，然后没有杀亚玛力王。
And Saul loved those animals that would not kill.
所以那边以撒母耳讲了一句非常有名的话
，and he said a very famous word，
听命胜于献祭
，and so listening is more important to give offering，
顺从胜于公羊的脂油
，and obedience is more important to animals' sacrifice。
所以从这里我们看到听从又是多么重要的一件事情。
So we can see how important it is to listen。
那最可悲的就是罗伯安了
，and so the most sad is Rehoboam,
大卫王好不容易建立起的王朝
，and King David finally built the kingdom,
传给他儿子所罗门
，and give it to his son Solomon.
所罗门要把地位传给他的儿子
，and then Solomon gave it to his son.
但是罗伯安怎么样？听他这个时候不听老人言，就吃亏在眼前。
Rehoboam did not listen to his father, then he had quite a few loss.
因为不听听不对听从了错误的人他的国家就分成两半了
So he listened to the wrong person so the kingdom divided to two
所以这又是一个多么悲惨的结果
And that's very sad
那大家都很熟悉的约拿
And we remember Jonah
对不听神的话不愿意去传福音
disobey God do not want to share the gospel
就他逃到一个很远的地方叫他实
And so he ran away
最后他顺从了他要回去北边的尼尼微
And so by the time he decided to listen, go back.
所以他是不是多走了两段路程
But then spent twice the amount of time and, to go back and forth.
所以有时候我们不听啊
Sometimes if we don't listen.
我们就会怎么样绕圈圈
And sometimes we just go into circles.
那最好的例子是以斯帖
And the best, example is Esther.
以斯帖听从他叔父莫迪改的话
，and she listened to her uncle，
拯救了他那个地方所有的犹太族的人
，and save entire Jew。
所以当我想到智慧是聆听的心的时候
，so when we talk about the wisdom is a listening heart，
然后聆听的好，聆听的不好带来很不一样的结果的时候
，and there will be totally different consequence whether you listen or not to listen。
我就想到耶稣说的哈
And we remember what Jesus said.
我们进入今天的信息的内容
And so go to the New Testament.
耶稣常常说
And Jesus said that's frequently.
凡有耳可听的就应当听
Whatever has ears, let them hear.
那么为什么我们要好好的听呢
But why we need to pay attention to listen?
我想出好这边也是跟大家分享想出几个原因哈
And there's several factors.
就是我们能够听清楚我们才能够正确的明白
And so if we listen clearly, we can have a total understanding.
我们能够听清楚才能预防错误的判断
And so if we can listen clearly, then we can prevent mistakes.
我们愿意留意聆听的话呢
If we're willing to listen,
表示我们有兴趣，我们尊重对方，我们也彼此建立了信心。
And so we're willing to show the interest and respect, have a mutual understanding.
那另外一个原因呢
？And what's the other reason?
我觉得是非常基础，也非常重要的。
I think it's very basic, but it's also very important.
就是我们愿意聆听的时候呢，表示我们愿意受教，我们愿意学习。
And we're teachable, we're willing to learn.
这也是得着聪明智慧的基本。
And this is also the foundation of gaining the wisdom.
我们愿意听的话，我们可以开阔我们的见闻。
And if we listen, we can broaden our perspective.
当耶稣出来传道的时候，天国的福音啊，你们都要好好听。
And the gospel of the kingdom need to be listened carefully.
所以我在想问哈，就是你们在听什么？
So、
听谁说？
What are you listening? And who are you listening?
那什么阻止、什么妨碍我们去听呢？
What hinder our listening?
我想听听大家的想法。
I want to hear what you think.
自高自大 okay.
Arrogance.
Okay, 自高自大。还有呢？还有什么原因？
What else?
一意孤行。
And think this is yourself is righteous.
Yeah, 还有什么原因？还有原因是什么？欲望，自己有的欲望。
Your selfish desire.
固执己见。
And very stubborn.
Yeah. 还有什么原因呢？我们不听。骄傲。
And also be very prideful.
自意
right, self-righteous.
大家讲的跟我想的差不多哈。
And all you are talking about is exactly what I think.
我列出这些哈，你想说事务繁忙，根本没有心去听哈。
Very busy with work, no time to listen.
还有那个时候我们有些情绪的障碍在里面。
And so maybe you have an emotional barrier.
好比下面，假如你们有人现在心里非常焦虑。
And if you have a lot of anxiety,
非常繁忙
and if you are very busy,
心里非常烦躁在生气
and you're angry and you're frustrated,
或是说你觉得什么事情在让你感觉很挫折
and frustrated,
你会有心注意听吗
And then it's very hard to concentrate to listen.
所以这就是我们情绪里面有一些障碍，我们没有办法去听
And those are the emotional barriers.
刚刚大家也提到了很有自己的主见啊，自以为是啊。
And sometimes we have our own opinions.
那有些人生来就是对抗权威。
And some people just like resist their authority.
所以只要是权威讲的话，他怎么样，他就拒绝听。
And so whatever is coming from authority, that person just fight back.
他只相信自己的经历哈。
And only believe his own experience.
那有时候我们不听，是因为对这个话题没有兴趣。
And a lot of time we don't want to listen because we're not interested in the topic.
这也就是为什么传福音的时候呢，相当困难。
And that's why it's very difficult to share gospel.
因为我们想要讲的分享的题目的人家没有兴趣。
And because what we want to share, others are not interested.
还有一些时候我们 不喜欢听，就是这个人讲话跟我的个性不合。
And another one is we have different personalities.
比如说一个人非常严肃。
And some people are very serious.
你这个人嘛，又是非常亲和力的，好，不喜欢听那么严肃的人讲话。
And so you're very, your personality is very easygoing. You don't like to listen to people who are so serious.
所以我们没有办法进入人家的话题。
So it's very difficult to engage other people's conversation.
另外呢，我们常常被这个世界世俗来迷惑，好，听不进真正的话。
And very often we're deceived by the world, so we cannot hear.
有人说好，忠言逆耳，对不对？
The good words sometimes very is hard to accept.
好，所以有我很多事情拦阻我们去听。
So there are a lot of things hinder our listening.
这就是为什么呢？好，耶稣说你们听也听不明白。
So Jesus says, so you hear, you do not understand.
因为有太多太多的阻碍了。
And there are so many things that hinder our listening.
就像他在撒种的这个比喻里面说的，对不对？
And just like the sowing saw
the parable of the sower,
parable of saw.
那么就是人的心啊，里面有太多的掺杂在里面。
And there's a lot of things inside our heart.
那什么阻碍我们去明白
？And what hinder us from understanding?
你们说说看，什么阻碍我们去明白
？What do you think that will hinder our understanding?
去真的明白一件事情，不单只是听。
Not only listen, but you also understand.
我不应该把这个先打出来的哈，叫你们都不会去想了。
I should not show you this PowerPoint, and so this way you are not going to listen to think about it.
那这是我想出来几个原因啊。
And those some of those are the list are the reasons.
好像生活忙碌，专注日常的需要，不去思考其他的事情。
And so we're so busy with life and focus on daily need, but not have a time to really think.
还有一个就是人云亦云，不下功夫去明了，缺乏分辨的能力。
Well, sometimes you just follow other people's opinion and making no effort to understand.
就像今天的媒体一样。
And it's just like a social media.
很多错误的讯息，我们就是到处去传。
And so there's a lot of wrong information, and we actually sometimes we share with
others. 这就是人云亦云的危险。
And so that is very the danger of just listen other people's opinion lightly.
另外一个阻止我们明白，特别是在文化上、传统上有差异的，就是传统的束缚跟包袱。
And sometimes we maybe have a traditional constraints and baggage.
特别是基督教的信仰传到中国的时候，面临了许许多多传统。这个束缚跟包袱的对抗
especially when the Christianity preached to China at the time, and people have to face those traditional constraint baggage.
那另外关于世界观、人生观、价值观对立的冲突
and another one is a conflict between our worldview, life view, and our own value.
好，那这个我们有时候在即使是夫妻之间哈，人生观、价值观、世界观不同啊，就常常吵架，对不对
？And so even that happened to a couple, if we have those differences, we will have a conflict.
还有一个就是一个属灵的蒙蔽，来自仇敌的欺骗。
Then another one is a deception by the enemy.
特别是要把你高往上抬的那个自傲的那种说辞。
And to try to elevate yourself and to boast your ego.
那另外一件事情呢，这是比较奥秘的，就是上帝有的时候呢，指向那些愿意听的人，他指向某些拣选的人，显明他的心意。
And there's a mystery that God only want to reveal himself to those who seek him.
好，那么现在我就跟大家建议一下哈，我们怎么去听，而且听得明白哈。
And so I'll give you a few suggestions. How can we to listen and understand?
就像大家现在非常积极专注的在跟我讲的话来聆听一样。
And so just like you are sitting down there, that is you are very active listening.
我想从你们的听当中，你一定肯定听出了某些事情了。
And so by active listening, you probably hear few things.
那就是我们之后还要提问，好澄清这些题目。
And so sometimes we need to ask question and to clarify the message.
所以好比你们听了什么地方不懂，对不对
？And so if you hear something you don't understand.
我们待会吃饭的时候怎么样？你可以发问。
And so when we have a lunch, you can ask me questions.
帮助你更去明白。
And so to help you clarify your understanding.
有时候在对话当中你可以重述这个信息重点，说我这样听得对吗
？And sometimes you can just repeat what you heard and say, is this correct?
然后呢，听的时候不单单只是听那个话语。
And so not only listen to words.
你要听他，看他的肢体语言哈，看他的面部的表情，听他的声音的声调。
And you need to really pay attention to the body language, the facial expression, and the voice, tone of voice.
那听的时候最重要是不要去打断讲话的人，或是挑衅。你这个目的是打断他，去挑衅他。
And so you need to very pay attention not to, to avoid interrupt or provoking the person.
那在听的时候呢，要一定要避免只想到我该怎么回答他，而不是想去听他到底讲什么。
And so don't just even think about what will I can answer him back.
也避免过早下结论。
And try to avoid to have a conclusion.
总是把你的思想打开哈 ，keep an open mind.
And to keep your open mind about the topic.
Yeah, 不断的思考。
And continue to ponder.
好，不断的去明了。
And continue to understand.
好，那么现在呢？我告诉你一个 AI 的好处。
So I want to share something about the artificial intelligence.
我就问他啊，我说什么叫做真正的明白
？And so I asked the AI, so what is a true understanding?
当我听从耶稣说你们要听，但是你们有听也听不明白，我就想说到底什么才是真正的明白
？So what is the meaning of really understand?
所以我就问 AI 哈，这个真正明白的这个过程是什么
？So I asked AI what is the process of understanding?
这就是他给我的答案。
And this is what the AI gave it to me.
哦，不是我发明的哈。
I did not create this.
第一个就是你有一个观点，你从你的感官你开始听到一个观点。
So first is talk about when you listen.Listen, you have a perception.
就像我听到这个所罗门寻求智慧，这个、智慧就是聆听的心。哦，我觉得哎很有意思。
And so, just Solomon is seeking the wisdom. Then, so is a listening heart.
我就开始留心这个题目。
I start pay attention to this topic.
开始去想这个题目。
And start to think about it.
然后我在心里，我在我脑海里哈，就留下了一个这个标记。
And so, leaving a mark.
留下了一个编码。It's a coding.
So there's a coding, encoding.
就是我想到所罗门。
And so I think about Solomon.
智慧。
Wisdom.
聆听的心。
And listening heart.
哎，这就在我脑筋里形成一个我要继续去研究的观念。
And those became a concept that I want to really study a little bit more.
然后它的下一个步骤就是去理解。
And so the next one is try to comprehend.
就是根据你目前的经验，根据你目前的知识呢。你去更了解这个题目。
And according to your experience, understanding to know even a little bit deeper.
就好像我听到所有人说这个听，我觉得听很重要。我开始说，哦，圣经里好多关于听的这个故事是我以前知道的哈，我要把它整个集合在一起去更多了解这件事情。
So from Solomon's wisdom to listen heart, now I start thinking about what's the example in the Bible. I put them together.
然后我开始分析。
And I start analyze.
比如说，人的心情影响到听。
I think about the emotion will affect.
好，人的环境也影响到听。
Your environment affect your listening.
好，你听谁的或不听谁的也影响到结果。
And who you listen, who you don't listen.
然后开始慢慢的分析。
So I start analyze.
然后我开始有一种这个融会贯通。
And so I start synthesize.
融会贯通就把它融合在一起，
so、we'll、put
把它集合在一起。好，最后我来评估。这个听是不是真的很重要
？So then I start evaluate whether this is really important.
然后我把它记到我的脑筋里面。
And then became a memory.
然后我开始要做一个很好的聆听者。
And so I want to become an active listener.
来去应用。
And to apply.
这就是今天我跟经过这个过程，我跟大家分享的结果。
And so through this process, I want to share that with you.
所以这就是一个学习跟分享的过程。
And this is the process of to learn and to listen.
那最后呢，就是要回顾。
And then lastly, is talk about reflection.
你想想看，我今天离开你们之后，我会就不去想这个题目吗
？So do you think after the message, I'm not going to think about this topic?
我还你们认为我是不是还会继续思考这个题目
？I will continue to think about this topic.
好，然后继续累积对这方面的认识。
To accumulate the understanding of this topic.
然后有很多很多新的动静开始发生。
And so there's a lot of things that may be happening.
好，所以这是真正一个真知道的一个过程。
So this is a true understanding.
它不但应用你的感官，你的耳朵。
It's not only use your senses.
好，你的眼睛。
And your eyes.
它也应用到你过去所有累积的知识跟经验。
And also apply to the accumulation of your experience.
好，它进入你的内心，认知它的重要性。
And the most important is that into your heart.
然后你把它学起来。
And so you learn it.
你把它应用起来。
And to apply.
好，不断的继续往上走。
And continue to move on.
那么这些现在有几句非常有名的话，好，跟大家分享。
And there's some very famous quotes I want to share with you.
Oops. 他说听的目的是明白而不是回答。
Listening with the intent to understand, not the intent of to reply.
我们说话呢只是重复自己已经知道的事情。
And so when you talk, you are only repeating what you already know.
但是聆听会学到新的事情。
But when you really listen, you may learn something new.
那第三点呢，就是认识他人最好的方法就是聆听。
The best way to know someone is by listening to them.
好，那最后呢，我想跟大家分享几个非常重要的听啊。
And I want to share the lastly, I want to share the some of the very important things about listening.
Tim, 可以不要帮我弄到下一张？好，那这我跟大家分享的这几句经文都是有“听”这个字。
And so all the verses I share with you all have.Content of listening.
第一个我觉得最重要听就是上帝的吩咐。
And the most important is the command of God.
记载在生命记第六章第四、第五、第六节。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 6, 4 to 6.
他说以色列啊你要听。
And so hear, O Israel.
你要听啊。
Hear.
听什么呢
?Hear what?
耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
The Lord of God, the Lord is one.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
These commands that I give you today are to be on your hearts.
我觉得如果大家可以掌握这一句话的精髓，而且把它活出来的话，你的生命一定是有意义、有目标、丰丰富富、充充实实的人生。
If you can capture the essence of this verse, that your life will be living an abundant life.
当我们能够尽心、尽性、尽力去爱的时候
，When we can love the Lord with our heart, with our soul, and with all our strength，
你有没有感觉到自己是一个充满活力的人
？And you are a lively person.
假如我们是一个冷冷淡淡的人
，But you were so distant, were cold.
生活是不是就变得很无味
？And your life is tasteless.
好，跟你这个水一样无味。
And it's just very no taste.
但假如愿意尽全心、尽全力去做的话
，Are you willing to give all your heart, your soul, and your strength?
你的人生是充满活力、充满目标、充满方向的。
And your life is filled with vitality and goal.
你自己也会欣赏你自己。
And you will really like yourself.
罗斯福总统有一句非常有名的话，我没有写在这里哈。
And President Roosevelt had a very famous quote.
他说：“我从来不会 impress 那些一生顺顺利利哈、高枕无忧的那种人生。
I would never try to impress the people who was a very smooth sailing.
我所对我印象深刻的人呢，总是经历许多人生的转折、周折、高高低低，但是却。”后来胜过这些的人。
And the people who impress me the most is the people that have a very maybe turbulent life and go through a lot of suffering, but they were able to overcome.
然后出埃及记第二十章第二节说：“除了我以外，你不可有别的神。”
So in Exodus 20 verse 2, you shall have no other god before me.
其实这句话好听起来好像上帝有点唯我独尊。
And do you think the god sounds like a self-centered?
但是这句话呢，却给我们人生带出一个最高的指引。
But it's the highest guidance from this verse.
因为这一位创造宇宙万物的神给我们无限丰富的想象力。
And so this is a creator that gives us unlimited imagination.
那些放在你面前、摆在你面前的偶像。
All those things, the idol in front of you.
用木头做的。
Whatever is made of wood.
不能吃不能看的。
And you cannot eat it, you cannot really enjoy that much.
它给你什么想象力
what that can offer you any kind of imagination.
但你可以想象但是我说的是有意义。
But I'm talking about the meaningful,
有意义的想象力。
Meaningful imagination.
上帝甚至告诉我们。
And God even tell us.
哎呀他为那些爱他人所预备的。
So,
他为那些爱他的人所预备的。
So I have prepared for those people who love me.
是怎么样眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也从没想象过的。
So the eye you have never seen, and you never heard, and your heart never imagined.
好，那这位创造我们的神，这位创造宇宙万物的上帝也创造了我们。
And this creator has created us.
只要你顺着他的话去走，顺着他的路去走的时候
，If you follow him,
你的人生可以有无限的想象力。
And there will be unlimited imagination.
而且专一。是非常非常好的一个特质。
The most important thing is that try to focus on him.
好，这个一啊
，is one.
一在神的这个三位一体的结合里面。
And the Trinity.
给我们很多很多启示。
And give a lot of revelation.
特别是教会的合一。
And talk about unity of a church.
好，夫妻之间的合一。
The unity of the married couple.
人与自己灵魂的合一。
And so yourself, your soul, and your spirit.
这个一的观念，我们可以好好再去思考。
And we can continue to ponder on this unity, just one.
所以我们要记得上帝吩咐我们。
So the God command us.
好，专注在他的身上。
And to focus on him.
好，过一个以他为中心、以他为主的人生。
And so live a life that the God is in the center.
啊，第二个呢，我想要大家要听的就是耶稣的应许。
And second one is talk about the promise of Jesus.
在启示录三章二十节。
So Revelation chapter 3:20.
这是对教会说的话。
And then is speaking to church.
是对信徒说的话。
And speaking to the followers.
他说看哪，我站在门外叩门。
And here I am, stand at the door and knock.
若有听见我声音就开门的。
If he hears my voice and open the door.
我要进到他那里去。
I will come in then.
我与他。
And eat and what with the person?
他与我一同坐席。
And they will be with me.
耶稣常常在我们的心外叩门。
And very often God's knocking on your door.
他很乐意进到我们的里面。
He wants to enter your heart.
享受那个亲密的这种相交团契。
And so we can enjoy that intimacy relationship.
当你听到他叩门的时候，你就是要马上把门打开。
So when he knocks on the door, you need to open the door.
让他跟你好好的坐下来谈一谈。
And so he can really have a conversation with you.
啊，假如你真的认识主耶稣好，跟他有深交的话，你会觉得那样的时刻真的是无限的美好。
And so if you have a really deep relationship with God, it's wonderful spending time with him.
但是回过来，我告诉你另外一个门。
And on the contrary, there's another door.
意思说他敲你的心门啊。
And so when Jesus knocked on your heart,
对，他也说你要进入他的门。
But he said you also need to come into the gate.
在约翰福音第十章第九第十节。
So you talk about the John, Gospel John, verse, chapter 10.
耶稣说我就是门。
And I am the gate.
凡从我进来的。
Whatever enters through me.
必然得救。
Will be saved.
并且出入得草吃。
And they will come in and go out and find pasture.
所以当耶稣与你同坐的时候，你进入他的，他进入你的里面的时候，你是不是可以变得很丰富？
And so if he come to your heart and you enter his gate and your life became so abundant.
他保证你有草可以吃。
He promised that you will find pasture.
下面他就说我来了是要叫羊叫人得生命并且得的更丰盛。
I've come, they may have a life and have it to the full.
所以这个听相当的重要。
So this listening is extremely important.
邀请耶稣进来非常的重要。
Inviting Jesus come into your heart.
耶稣说我的羊听我的声音。
And my sheep listen to me, my voice.
好，那最后我第三个要提到的就是关于圣灵的提醒跟警戒。
And last one I will talk about the reminder and warning of a Holy Spirit.
在启示录第二到第三章。
So in Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
他说凡有耳的就应当听讲了七次。
And so talk about whatever has a ear need to hear and talk about that seven times.
Seven times, 七次哈。
Seven times.
对于那个七个教会。
And spoke to seven churches.
每一个教会最后就讲凡有耳的都应当听。
So after that, every warning to church and says,Whatever has a ear to need to listen.
那这边提出每个教会一些好的地方。
And talk about some of the things that those churches do very well.
但是也提出有些教会有缺点的地方。
And also talk about some deficiency of the church.
这里我就不跟他讲好话，我就跟他讲警戒的话。
So I'm not going to talk about what those churches are doing well. I'm going to talk about the warning of those churches.
那这些也是我们现在的基督徒都要提醒自己的。
And those are something that besides to remind those churches, also remind ourselves.
好比在以弗所，他说你们失去起初的爱心。
And talk about Ephesus, talk about they have lost the first love.
他们的信心自满了。
And they are complacency in their own faith.
那在士美拿教会呢，他们要警告他们即将到来的逼迫跟苦难。
And for smart church, talk about upcoming persecution and suffering.
那这个对我们来说是不是也对？
Isn't that applied to us as well?
你们有没有看到最近在巴黎的这个奥运那个开幕式那个 marking?
And so,
marking 基督教的事情。
So have you seen the opening ceremony of Olympics in Paris that they're mocking Christianity?
好，在媒体当中，他们随时 就是嘲笑基督教是可以的，但是假如你去嘲笑一个回教徒，嘲笑回教怎么样？马上拿火来烧你，好来把你的房子给偷。
And so their marking Christianity is acceptable, but if we want to mark different religions that were Muslim, they may come to burn your house.
那别加摩这个教会说要警戒他们有假教师，他们与世俗妥协。
And for the Pergama have a false teacher and compromise with the world.
那这也是我们常常要提醒自己的。
And this is something we need to remind ourselves as well.
那推亚推拉教会是有假的女先知，偶像崇拜，他们的道德败坏。
And third, Terra, they have a false prophet. They also worship idols.
好，在撒迪教会，他们自满，信心失去了热忱。
And so this Saudi church, they are self arrogant and they lost their favor to the Lord.
在腓拉铁菲教会呢，他们提醒他们要坚守信仰哈，试探会来到。
And Philadelphia church talk about you need to hold fast to the faith among the midst of trials.
那这对我们来说也是非常及时的。
And this is a really a good reminder. This is really in time.
在老底嘉教会呢，他们不冷不热。对基督不忠心。
Laodicea talk about they lukewarm and unfaithful to Christ.
所以这些警戒都是我们也要去留意。
And so those warning we need to pay attention.
所以圣灵常常提醒告诫我们。
And the Holy Spirit very often to warn us.
他要更新，要改变我们与人与上帝的关系。
And need to renew and transform up to align with the God's will.
让我们与神的旨意对齐哈。
And so we can align with His will.
好，那最后呢，就是我的结论。
And so this is my conclusion.
我觉得今天讲了很多很多哈。
And I have talked about a lot about listening.
不晓得在你的心里面最记得的一句话或一件事或是一个原则是什么。
And so what's your one word or one phrase or one principle that you
remember? 我当然知道你不可能记得所有的东西。
There's no way you can remember all.
但是我希望你记得就是要听。
And the most important thing you need to learn to listen.
啊，听谁的？
Listen to who?
好，听上帝的话。
And listen to God.
啊，听也包括要听从。
And it's beside listening, I also need to obey.
我觉得中文跟希伯来文在这点非常像。
And so the Chinese is very similar to Hebrew.
因为当一个妈妈跟一个孩子说，你听到没有？
And very often the mother tell the child, "Did you hear me?"
不是说你听耳朵听到没有。
It's not only you just hear the mother saying.
妈妈是说什么？你做了没有？
And mother is asking, are you able to act?
所以中文的听就是听从的意思。
And so in Chinese, the listening actually including obedience.
Right, 这就是为什么英文翻译 obedient heart.
And that's why English translates to obedient heart.
Yeah, 那希伯来文是一样的。
And the same as a Hebrew.
所以愿我们都留心聆听上帝话语的教导。
And so that's what we'll attentively listen to the teaching of God's word.
好，聆听在夫妻、亲子、朋友、工作与上帝的关系中都无比的重要。
Listening is incredibly important in relationship with spouse and children, friends, and our work.
如果我们学会了好的聆听
，You will learn to listen well.
我们不但会成长改变。
And now we only grow and change.
那各种关系都会变得更好。
And all our relationship will improve.
人生也更有趣。
And our life will become more interesting.
好，待会吃饭的时候我们可以再多聊聊。
Then we can talk more if you have any more questions to clarify why you're here today.
好，来我们一起祷告。
And let's pray.
天父，天父，谢谢你，谢谢你的话语当中是这么丰富的。丰富的教导。
And so we just want to thank you for your words that there is so much that we can learn from.
你用许多人物来讲述好你与我们的你期待的关系。
And you are using a lot of characters to teach us.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
And thank you for giving your words.
教导我们要去聆听。
And teach us how to listen.
我们谢谢你。
We want to thank you.
因为我们都有不但有聆听的耳朵。
Not only have a listening ears,
更是有一个聆听的心
and listening hearts,
用我们的全部的智慧、经验、才能去揣摩
and so we try to understand with our experience,
去明白
to understand,
去深刻的认知
and to really try to understand and to process,
而且去听从实践出来
and try to obey and practice.
谢谢你借着话语给我们的恩典
Thank you for use your words to give us so much blessing.
我们感谢祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.